Listening Library presents A to Z Mysteries, The Absent Author, by Ron Roy. Read by David Patu.
The Absent Author. Chapter 1. "Please, Josh," Dink said. "If you come with me today, I'll owe you one. Just name it, anything." Dink's full name was Donald David Duncan. But no one in Green Lawn ever called him that, except his mother, when she meant business. Josh Pinto grinned at his best friend. "Anything?" He raised his mischievous green eyes toward the ceiling of Dink's bedroom. "Let's see, what do you have that I want?" He scratched his head. "I know, I'll take Loretta." Dink tossed a pillow at Josh. "When I said anything, I meant anything but my guinea pig. Are you coming with me or not? I have to be at the book nook in 15 minutes. Dink rushed into the bathroom, tucking his shirt into his jeans at the same time. Josh followed him. Standing in front of the mirror, Dink yanked a brush through his thick blonde hair. "Well," he asked, "are you coming with me?" "What's so important about this writer guy?" Josh asked, sitting on the edge of the bathtub. Dink turned around and pointed his hairbrush. "Wallace Wallace isn't just some writer guy, Josh. He's the most famous mystery writer in the world. All the kids read his books, except for you. If he's so famous, why is he coming to Dinky little Green Lawn?" Dink charged back into his bedroom. "I told you, he's coming because I invited him. I'm scared to death to meet someone so famous. I don't even know what you're supposed to say to an author." Dink dived under his bed and backed out again with his sneakers. "Please come with me." Josh leaned in the bedroom doorway. "Sure I'll come, you dope. I'm just trying to make you sweat. Usually you're so calm." Dink stared at his friend. "You will? Thanks. I can't believe Wallace Wallace is really coming. When I wrote and asked him, I never thought he'd say yes." Dink yanked his backpack out of his closet. "Pack my books, okay? I'm getting Wallace Wallace to sign them all." Josh began pulling Wallace Wallace books off Dink's bookshelf. "Geez, how many do you have?" "Everyone he's written." Dink sat on the floor to tie his sneakers. 23 so far. You should read some of them, Josh." Josh picked out The Poisoned Pond and read the back cover. "Hey, cool. It says here that Wallace Wallace lives in a castle in Maine. Wouldn't that be neat?" Dink grinned. "When I'm a famous writer, you can live in my castle, Josh." "No way. When I'm a famous artist, you can live in my castle, down in the basement." Josh picked up The Riddle in the River. "What's this guy look like?" he asked. "And how come his picture isn't on any of these books?" "I wondered about that too," Dink said. "I sent him one of my school pictures and asked for one of him, but when I got his letter, there was no picture." He finished tying his laces. "Maybe Wallace Wallace just doesn't..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?